Yeah, praise God. I want to talk about tonight, which is actually a spinoff on, if you were in service on Sunday, where we said our topic was, Lord, sanctify me through and through. Well, just a spinoff from that, the Lord led me to just deal with something specific, which is guard your mind and heart. You know, there are things that we have to do that God won't do everything for us. We have to take certain amount of responsibility and accountability, how we, what we decide that we're going to allow ourselves to be exposed to and what we're not going to be exposed to. That is totally up to each individual. God has given us the plan of salvation. He's laid it out for us, but God gives everyone a free will. He said, you know, I set before you life and death. You choose which way you're going to do. You make that choice. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. So this is what we're going to talk about. Guard your mind and heart. Keep watch over it. Be diligent. The Bible says, you know, in 1 Peter, it talks about be sober, be vigilant, you know, and just know that the enemy, he's going about as a roaring lion, seeing who he can devour. But if we keep our mind stayed in the Lord, he promised to keep us in perfect peace. But Jesus even said to us, he told us, watch and pray. In other words, keep your guard up. Guard your mind and your heart. You don't want to give the enemy not even an inch. If you give him an inch, he will take a mile. My God, then you look around and say, how in the world did I get way out here? How did I get off track? It's easy to be done if we're not watching and praying. So let us get into this. Guard your mind and your heart. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. As I said, we have a choice to develop the actions and deeds of humility and obedience to the Father, just like Jesus did. And in other words, like Jesus said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And we all know how he prayed earnestly, and the Bible says that he prayed and did great drops of sweat was coming from his face and his brow, and my God, it was just, he travailed in prayer. But after all that, through all of that, he says, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. See, Jesus was humble. He was willing to give up his rights in order to obey God and serve people. I mean, the Bible says he came down through 40 and two generations just to seek and to save those which were lost. He had us in mind. He had you in mind. My God, we are saved today not because our own account, not because we've been so good, but because the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And we heard that word one day, and we accepted that invitation. We accepted life. We traded in a life of doom. We traded in a death sentence for life everlasting. Hallelujah. You say hallelujah to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, as believers following Christ, we must have an unselfish attitude. Yes. We can't serve, well, you know, I think I got this to do, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But we have to have an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of knowing, God, I'm at your service. What would you have me to do? In other words, the Bible says, he that cometh after me, you know, we must to take up our cross daily and follow him and deny ourselves. Deny ourselves. Take up this cross and follow him. Glory to God. Our minds need filters. We talk about guarding our mind and our heart. Our minds need filters. Mm-hmm. Just like certain things need filters in the natural. For example, people wear masks during COVID, and they're wearing it right now. I wear mine every time I go out, hoping to filter out the virus. Mm-hmm. Swimming pools have filters to keep the water clean and pure. We need oil filters for our cars to help our cars to run effectively. air filters for our heating systems so we breathe clean air. My God, that's important. Aquarium filters so even fish can swim in clean and purified water. But you might say, so what filters our mind? And what is going to help us keep our thoughts clean and pure? I'm glad you asked. So there's only one filter for the mind, and that's the Word of God. I'll say that again. There's only one filter for the mind, and that's the Word of God, because God's Word purifies the mind. It washes our mind. It's clean because of the Word of God. Jesus says, now are you clean through the spoken Word. Hallelujah. See, when we think and meditate on His Word, through diligent study and memorization, what happens is that we begin to build up an internal spiritual and mental filter that helps us to fight temptation. It helps us to resist depression and increase our wisdom. Uh-huh. You know, I used to know this elderly lady some years ago, and she had this saying, I never forgot it. She said, honey, temptation never takes vacation. And if that isn't true, I mean, it's not in the Bible, but yet still it is so true. Temptation never takes vacation. So therefore, we better watch, and you better keep your guard up. And see, but what it's saying is that when you build up the Word of God in your heart, like David said, hide that Word in his heart that he might not sin against thee. When you hide that Word, you're building up a spiritual wall, mental filter that will help you to decipher and fight against the attacks of the enemy, the attacks on your mind, the attacks on your body. Because, see, when the enemy tries to attack you with depression and so forth, you know that with the Word of God, he came that we can have life and that we can have life more abundantly. Not only that, when we keep that Word, when we learn the Word and when we memorize that Word, when we need it, it's there. It's there because, see, the Holy Spirit, one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit, he says he would bring things back to our remembrance, the things that we have study, the things that Jesus has said, it will come back. But if we never studied, if we haven't been exposed to the Word of God, we don't receive the Word of God, there's nothing to come back. Remember, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But when you have that Word of God, when it's rooted and it's deep, and it's deep-seated in your heart, guess what? Nobody can take that away. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. See, it can be challenging, yes, sifting through what is true in the world, because nowadays there are so many distorted agendas and biases and profit-driven motives. People will just because of money, they will just call right wrong and wrong right, and they have different kinds of motives. And sometimes trying to decipher what is indeed true or factual can be hard. It can really be hard sometimes. But we have to be intentional about this. Mm-hmm. Intentional about guarding your heart and guarding your mind. Intentional about putting up your guard, keeping a good filter, which is the Word of God, and keeping out the trash. Filter keeps out trash, keeps out dirt, keeps out a grime, and things that will pollute the air and pollute your thinking and so forth. See, and that's what a filter would do. Filter with the Word of God. It's taking the time to fill your mind with God's Word and allowing the Holy Spirit to transform our thinking. And in addition, it requires filtering out unwholesome shows. You know, you'll know because the Holy Spirit will speak to you. It'll speak to you, and you can override it if you want to. We can do that because we still have what? A free will. But you'll know if something on the inside says, no, that's not a good show to look at. That doesn't give glory to God. And the different things too that you can pick up a publication. You know, no, that's not good to really look. I shouldn't feed my mind with that. All kind of social outlets, even music. There's certain music that is demonic. And some people, you know, they fall prey to that. So we have to be certain that we are in pursuit of all at all times of things that will bring glory and honor to our living God. Oh yeah. And so if there's any doubt in your mind, if something, whether something's right or wrong, measure it. Get out your measuring stick, which is the Word of God. And you can ask in the Word of God, you'll be able to decipher and see, the Word says this. There's an answer for everything, for every question that you have. Because, see, the Word of God does not mislead us. Amen. Amen. We can override it, but the Word of God is always right. As the Scripture says, His truth, His Word is right. Say amen to that. And then you can ask yourself the question, now if I do this, or if I engage in this, or if I let myself, you know, do whatever, does this bring glory to God? Will God be glorified? Can we give God praises? Or is this some, well, you know, I don't know. That will be up to you. But let's move on. Ephesians 4:23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, and which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, right? Put you on Jesus Christ. Put on the new man. It's just like putting on your clothes, putting on everything that you need, putting on the Word of God as it covers your mind and it covers your spirit and things that you're about to do. The Bible says also, in that same scriptures, it talks about wherefore. Said, put away lying. You do that. Put that away from you. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. Don't be lying on folks, gossiping about people. He said, put that away. You got the new man. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, the Word says, all things are become new. All right. Put away lying, speaking evil about a people. Speak every man the truth of his neighbor, for we are members one another. You know what? When you speak evil about your sister or your brother, you guess what? You're in the same body. We serve the same Father. So when you speak wrong about your sister, your brother, guess what? You're speaking harm to yourself. Think about that. My God, that's deep. That's deep right there. You know, the Bible tells us, look, you can be angry, but sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. My God, my God. So guard your mind and your heart. Here's another thing. Guard against fear and anxiety. The enemy would try to bring fear. Guess what? He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Steal your faith. Steal your joy. But the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. See? And so you can't let the enemy give you fear. Why? Because 2 Timothy 1:7 said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power. He's given us love, and he has given us a sound mind. You say that, a sound mind. God has given me power. He's given us love, and he has given us a sound mind. How can you go wrong with letting that mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus? Say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Guard it. The name of Jesus conquers all things. We got to remember that. And no attack is too great, and no fear is too strong against the powerful name of Jesus. We have to know that we possess power. And, you know, we possess power to speak to the enemy. You know, when the enemy is trying to get a foothold, you know, you bind that thing. You got the power to bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. I command, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will do what? He will flee from you. You got to mean this. And when you resist the enemy and you bind him up, guess what? He's got to go. No attack is too great that Jesus Jesus can't handle. So you bind it in the name of Jesus. And don't forget, learn how to loose the power of God. And I loose the power of God upon my home, upon my children, upon my mind, upon, you know, even my job and all that's connected to me. I release the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, the power of prayer. We can't forget that. That's powerful. And we can't forget God's promises. Meditate on it. Think on this. See, we're talking about worrying and anxiety and being fearful. Philippians said, Paul said that to the Philippian church. He says, look, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Amen. And then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. In the King James Version says, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Give it to the Lord. Let your request be made known to him. Don't worry about anything. Say amen. I say amen. Amen to that, because the enemy, if we're not careful, we don't watch, he'll have you all twisted up and tied up in knots and worried about this, biting your fingernails and all of that. We got to know who we are in God and know who he is, know the promises and so forth. Yeah, we might get a bad doctor's report. We may get something that it could tear us all apart on the inside. But then we got to be reminded, say, look, by his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I was healed. The healing belongs to the children. Healing is the children's bread. And that Jesus took our, you know, he took all of our diseases and sickness and on the cross. He bore them in his own body. When you know the word of God, you got ammunition. You have something to stand on. You have something to fight with. Amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That's why I come on here and I give you all the word, because it doesn't matter what I say or what anybody else says, but what the word of God says. See, because the word of God is quick and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's never going to pass away. And the scripture says, heaven and earth, it will pass away. He said, but my word shall never, ever pass away. If God said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank the Lord that his spirit works within us and that you are never left to yourself to navigate through life, because he promised that he would give us strength. He is still our refuge. He is still our strength. He is still a present help in the time of trouble. Giving thanks, it helps our thoughts to shift towards the things that God has already done. Giving thanks, because you think about the things he has already brought you through. Think about the victories that we've already won through Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And then knowing if the word says, David says this in the book of Psalms. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Glory to God. He keeps us. He guards us. He orders our steps. In his word, it says, our word, you know, is a lamp unto my feet, and then your word is a light unto my pathway. So we never in it by ourselves, but I don't know about you, I'm in it to win it, because I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah. So therefore, let me encourage you in my closing here tonight. Saturate your mind with the promises from God's word. You don't know them, probably look it up. In fact, you could even go you could go even pull Google it. Google all the promises. My Lord, you can't take it all in. You know the promise, what he promised us. We should never be down for what God's promised us. And not only that, when you know that God guards his word, he watches over his word to perform it, there is no way we can lose. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Scriptures that take root in our heart, and God's spirit uses this to build an armory of protection when we're faltering, when things comes to hinder us. But you got that whole armor. You got the word of God. You got the sword of the Spirit. So consider these. I'm going to name just a few verses to memorize, and you hold on to it. Psalm 18, 1 and 2. The Lord is my rock. Hallelujah. He is my fortress. This is personal. And he is my deliverer. Next time you're going through, talk about that. Say it out loud. My God is my rock. He is my God. In whom I take refuge. He is my shield. Yeah, and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. Praise God. When you speak that word out, the enemy can't defeat you. You don't have to have fear. You don't have to have doubt when you know who you are and to whom you belong to. The Lord is my rock. He's my fortress and my deliverer. The enemy can't do anything to you unless you allow it. My God. Here's another scripture, Psalm 91 and 4. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. My God, we need no more word than that. No more than the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is, not maybe, not perhaps, but he is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not suffer lack. Oh, y'all, I can't tell it all. I can't preach it all, but I want you to know this much. God is real, and the power of his word is real. Hallelujah. We just got to use it. We got to use it. Listen, the word works when you work the word. I'm going to say it again. The word works when you work the word, but you got to have that word deep embedded in you in order to be able to stand on it. And you got to have it rooted in you. Glory to God. So, and finally, think about good things for your personal victory in any situation. And Paul says it like this in Philippians 4 and 8. He says, finally, brothers and your sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatsoever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatsoever is admirable, if anything be excellent or praiseworthy, he says, think on these things. Say amen, amen, amen. And then I want to sum it up with Isaiah 26 and 3. And it says that thou will keep him in perfect peace, I said it before, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Guard your mind and your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I tell you what, this word is speaking to me. I know that this word that's going out tonight, it does not go out and return to God void, but it's going to accomplish what it's set out there to do. Amen. This word, I've given it out. This word is powerful. Let it search. Let it search our hearts. Let it stay deeply rooted in us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Lord, our Heavenly Father, our Almighty God, our true and living God, hallelujah, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, I honor you tonight. I honor you because your word is pure and it's powerful, God. I honor you tonight with my praise and my hallelujahs. And thank you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you to everybody on this line, God. We are representatives. We are ambassadors. Hallelujah. We are kingdom men and women, boys and girls, whoever is on this line. God, we are your people that you called us out. Hallelujah. We didn't call ourselves, but you called us. And you called us to be a pure people. You called us to be a peculiar people that is set aside for your work, for your glory, for your honor. Hallelujah. You also called us as a set. We are a royal priesthood, because you're King. Hallelujah. You're Lord. You're Master. You're our everything. We're looking to you, our soon coming King. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, and your praises shall continually to be in our mouth. God, I praise you tonight. I praise you because, God, you told us that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, God, and that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. God, you have been so good, and you are so good. You are good to us. Even when we miss the mark, we miss it sometimes, Lord, and we falter, and we fail sometimes. But God, your grace is sufficient. It's sufficient, God, and we praise you for whatever it is that we're going through and the things that try to hinder us. Because, see, we know we're on the winning side, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the word. God, in the world, we know, God, that we can pray your word. We can put you in remembrance of your own word, God. We bless you tonight. We thank you even for this Dream Team prayer line. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come together, we can hear, and we can, knowing that you said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we heard your word tonight. We hear it, God. Help us to be, oh God, doers of your word, not just hearers. God, we bless you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for every person that is dialed in here. God, you know the situation. You know about them. I didn't ask for prayer requests tonight, but you know them. You know their hearts. You know what this everyone is standing in need of. Every one of us is standing in the need of prayer. Father, we can't make it without you. Without you, we can do nothing. But we know we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us, who gives us the peace, who gives us the joy, who knows how to encourage us, who lifts us up when we're down, who gives us strength, God, that make us feel that we can run on a little bit further, God. You told us to encourage ourselves in your word. We just bless you. And I bless you for every person, even for their home, God, for their loved ones. Oh, God, you already know this, their situation. Work it out. Work it out, God. Fix it. Fix the situation. Some need healing. Some need deliverance. Some, God, needs a greater strength in you, Lord. Some need increased faith, God. You know what the need of, God. Some bodies are racking in pain tonight. Deliver. Set them free, God. You are a restorer, God. In the name of Jesus, restore their joy. The joy of the Lord is their strength. In the name of Jesus, God, let them have that peace. Give them your peace that surpasses all understanding, that will keep their mind, that will help them to guard their mind, help them to guard their heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a peace, that peace of God, that peace not like the world gives, but you've given us your peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you're long-suffering with us. God, we praise you, God. Thank you that you're not like man, because if you were, we'd be cut off a long time ago. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have this opportunity right now, that we can seek you. We can come before you with a pure heart, God, that we can lay it all out on the altar, God. You know each and every one, God. Raise us up where we need to be. Strengthen, God. Set us, plant our feet on higher ground. Take us deeper in you, God. Show us greater things, God. Give us that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for we shall be filled. God, help us to be meek and humble. Humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you will exalt us in due season. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for the due season. I believe it's right now. Due season, God, is here for us. We will have to just reach out and take that. Hallelujah. Help us to take our rightful position, our rightful place in you. And in the name of Jesus, God, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us. He has given yourself for us. God, we praise you and we love you, God. We honor you, Lord. God, I ask for your protection all over these people that are on the line, and their families, their loved ones, their friends, their neighbors. Ask your protection. God, COVID is still still rampant, but God, you are able to protect us. And even they got COVID, we've had COVID, and God, we know you are a deliverer. We know you to be a restorer. We know you to be a healer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we love you, we praise you, and we honor you. We thank you for the answer. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for all the ministers, not only in our church, but their pastors and teachers and preachers and apostles and bishops. God, we recognize the fivefold ministry. God, we ask that you bless your people worldwide. Make a way, God, in the name of Jesus. And we will continue to bless your name. And we honor you, God. We thank you for the answer, for we ask it in faith, believing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen. Glory to God. Give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Come on now. Give God praise and glory and honor. We honor you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we thank
Hallelujah.
You, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for freedom tonight.
Thank
we thank you for the peace of God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We honor you. Hallelujah. Praise God. For when the praises go up, the blessings have got to come down. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Yes, God. We thank you for the answer. We thank you. We receive it in the name of Jesus. By faith, we call it done. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. God is an awesome God. And I just thank God, and our time is, Pastor Sam, our time has come and it's gone. And we just praise God we had this opportunity together. We thank God. One day I'm going to open it up, and I want you all to be able to tell your testimony. You know, I won't be preaching. I'll just go and be hear what you have received, what you have been, how you've been blessed. We heard a powerful testimony on Sunday from Reverend Anderson. It was awesome how God healed her. We're going to open this line up one day soon, and that give you an opportunity to share of what the goodness of the Lord and what God is doing in your life. Why? Because the Bible says we overcome by a word of testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So, having said that, I'm getting ready to say good night to you all. You all continue to be blessed. Love on somebody. Love each other. We love you. Pastor loves you. I love you. Be encouraged. Look to the hills that come at your help. All your help comes from the Lord. Be blessed. And until next week, we will see you then. All right. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
George preached one night. You know, we had him 4 nights. No, we had him 3 nights. George on that, and then I guess I know where we can go ahead with Melvin.
Oh, will they try to be able to try to do it?
No, not, I don't know. The revival starting next week.
Oh.
Well, that's one of them preached Sunday, you know.
Who preached?